Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show former NFL linebacker slash defensive end Sam Acho, and of course a TV analyst as well. And he's here to talk about how he is an ambassador for the international justice mission. Sam, welcome back to the show. What is IJM?
Yeah, so thank you all so much for having me. IJM is the largest anti-trafficking organization in the world. And what we do is we protect women and children, and even men and boys all around the world from human trafficking, right? Right now, there's 40 million people in the world who are trafficked. And specifically now, there's 2 million children who are trafficked every single year. We're talking as young as 2-year-olds, right? 3-year-olds, 4-year-old boys and girls. And so we're doing this initiative called Free to Play, saying, hey, like, I know here, like, our kids are free to run around and play, but it's not true everywhere. And so what we're doing is we're going to different parts of the world and protecting these children, right? Specifically right now, we're focusing on online abuse. So we're like, hey, you want to be part of this team, right? We call it Team Freedom, right? This Free to Play initiative. Go to IJM.org/Super Bowl and join the fight to protect people all around the world from human trafficking.
I think one of the more shocking things is when we think of human trafficking, I think a lot of us think of, oh, maybe Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, or Africa, but it's happening right here in California, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And I mean, that's the thing. It's happening not only on other places like the Philippines or India, but in America as well, right? And then the other side, too, that we forget is that, like, a lot of us, like, we have, like, a working justice system, right? Like, if there's a perpetrator here in America that's doing, like, any kind of, like, sexual abuse, like, the perpetrator will get caught and will get punished. But in some of these other countries, the justice systems aren't working. So, like, these perpetrators, the really cowards, they have no punishment. And so, like, what IJM does specifically is we help change justice systems so that these people who are doing the same thing that happened that people do here in America, they actually get punished for. And we've seen there be a huge reduction when IJM has joined the work.
Your school that you went to in Dallas, St. Mark's High School, is some people regard as the best high school, not just in Texas, but maybe the best academic high school in the nation. And you flourished there academically. What was it like going to Harvard High School?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was fun. Well, yeah, a lot of people consider, I mean, St. Mark's right now is ranked as the number one college prep school in the nation. And I had friends in fifth grade. I remember one of my friends, he won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. A lot of my other friends in high school scored perfect scores on the SAT. So I was like, I felt like I wasn't very smart when I was at this school. But I didn't realize that that education would help lead me when I got to college, right? I went to the University of Texas, was in the business school, was in the honors program there. And school was really easy for me in college because it was so hard in high school. I got a chance to win an award called the Campbell Trophy, right, which is the academic Heisman Trophy. I could have gone to Harvard as well, could have gone to Cambridge, but I decided to go to Texas and play football there and get my education there as well. And then, like I said, partner with different people, meet a ton of people, obviously in the sport world, played 9 years in the NFL, but also now I'm doing stuff that's so much more important.
Campbell Trophy, the Werfel Trophy as well. And yeah, I can understand a kid from Dallas wanted to play for the Horns, and your family and friends could go up to Austin and watch you play, but how much was that pull to, like, go to Yale and be in the Skull and Bones and, you know, never have to take another job interview for the rest of your life as an Ivy League grad?
Well, funny enough, I didn't want to go to Texas initially. Like, I didn't want to go. A couple of reasons. Number one, I felt like, you know, Texas was it's a state school. So even if you're in the top 10%, you automatically get in. And I was like, no, I want to go to a Harvard or a Stanford or a Yale. I wanted to really show that I'm smart just like all you other kids, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I got a chance to get to play football, and I got scholarships from all the schools and all around the country. And then it was like, okay, now where can I go to not only get a great education, but also to have a chance to potentially play in the NFL, right? And so for me, those were the reasons. It was the athletics as well as the academics. That's why the honors program was great. That's why we played a national championship when I was there. We won the Fiesta Bowl when I was there. That's why all that stuff was great as well.
Good stuff. And I know that you were a big part of the players' union at the time, and the management of the players' union. Was that the kind of thing where you said, look, I need to represent my fellow athletes, or were they like, hey, smart guy, you do it?
I would say more of the latter. You know, when I was in year two, and I just finished my rookie year, and we had an older player named Willie Gay who was on our team, and they needed a new rep. And I think they saw something in me. They said, hey, smart guy, you do it. And I'm like, what do you mean? From when I was younger, I didn't really understand it. But I think the piece was, hey, we know you're going to have a long career in the NFL, number one. Number two, we know that you care about the players. Number three, we know that you're not afraid to speak up for us, right? And so as I was younger, it was like, hey, go do it. But I think they saw something in me. As I got older, I got a chance to help negotiate the collective bargaining agreement, meeting with people like Roger Goodell and John Mara and you know, all these people, Jerry Jones, right, to speak on behalf of players. And so for me, like, that's one of my passions. I love speaking on behalf of people, speaking up for those who can't speak up for themselves. Sometimes it's NFL players when they're fighting owners, but other times it's some of these kids and people around the world who don't have anybody speaking up for them. And that's why, like I said, I'm partnering with IJM, you know, because they're like, hey, we know a method that can help, and we're going to do that, you know, with our IJM.org/Super Bowl initiative.
I know you got to run here, but when you were, because, you know, we've seen players now, especially, I remember Chris Borland out of Wisconsin went to the Niners, and after a year, he's like, wait a minute, this is going to mess up my brain, CTE. So you had a Rolls-Royce body, you had a Rolls-Royce brain. Did you ever kind of think, I don't want to play this too long and end up punch drunk?
Not necessarily, right? By the grace of God, like, my I didn't have any or too many or whatever concussions. That was never a big thing for me. You know, but I did know that football isn't everything. It's a great platform, but it's not the end game. And I realized that I broke my leg in 2013. And so I realized that, okay, man, like, there's other things. That's when I started getting into media. That's when I started being able to be a spokesperson for different people, right? That's when that passion started. And so for me, football wasn't the only thing, right? It was always like, hey, I want to use this as long as I can, but there are bigger fish to fry. Not you know, and so, like, not everybody can go play in the NFL. So I'm glad. You know what I mean? I'm glad I got a chance to play for 9 years. Not everybody can do that, but everybody can be a part of kind of ending slavery, ending human trafficking, protecting children, joining an international justice mission.
So of all the numbers you wore, because you wore a lot of them, which one is your
93.
Favorite?
93. Hands down, 93. Yeah, those are my favorite. That's my favorite number. Those are my favorite numbers. I said I need to get 93, and so that's how that happened.
All right, before we let you go, once more, tell us more about where we can go online for IJM.
Yeah, definitely. So it's easy. If you join the fight and help protect people and children all around the world, just go to IJM.org/Super Bowl. Right? It's the easiest thing. IJM.org/Super Bowl. There are studies that show that when you give, you're actually happier. So when you start giving and start joining, start being a part of this change, you'll actually be happier before. University of Dayton study from a couple years ago showed that. And so IJM.org/Super Bowl, help protect women, children, anyone who's being trafficked all around the world.
Very important stuff. And then as we let you go, Rams or Bengals, Sam?
Man, I can't even give a pick. I've been waffling so many times. I picked Bengals earlier, and I went back to Rams. Every time I try to pick the Rams, thinking about how great the Bengals are, I'm just hoping for a good game.
So you got the Werfel Award and the Waffle Award.
Yes. I don't think ESPN likes the Waffle Award, but I'll take it for now.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Samuel Cho, everyone. Good stuff. Once again, IJM.org.